Good evening, everybody. It is Monday evening, Monday the 29th of April. Can't believe that April has gone. I'm sure I say this at the end of every month at the moment, but it seems to have disappeared without trace. I think it was helped on its way by having an absolutely brilliant weekend with Fee over the last couple of days. But she's now gone off home, life goes back to normal for a few days at least. And I've just been to Waitrose. Nothing unusual there. I have my bag of shopping here. Exciting stuff like toilet paper. You wanted to know that, didn't you? Bread making flour, because I want to get back into making bread. Yeast. Same reason. I don't know why I'm tapping everything as it comes out of the bag. So you can hear what yeast sounds like, you see. Maybe that'd be better. There we go. Lots of yeast. 100 grams of yeast, apparently. What else do we have? We have a pie. A pie. A bacon pie, apparently. We have some Spanish meat. Tapas-type meat. We have cake, which I hope is the tea loaf, but I don't know, it just felt like it was the right shape and in the right place. I have yogurt. I should say, by the way, that I only actually went in there for for the toilet roll and the yeast. I have butter, because you can never have too much, and I have a bag of sweets as a treat. And I don't know what these sweets are, so I'm just going to open them now and tell you. This wasn't actually the reason at all why I was booing you. But there is a link, though, between, well, it's to do with my shopping, basically. But let me try a sweet. Smells like sort of classic Haribo-esque things. And, in fact, they feel like it. Oh, they feel quite funny, actually. I feel like little, I feel like sort of flying saucers, or maybe at a stretch, a fried egg. You know, it's sort of all jelly-like, sort of foamy at the bottom and jelly in the middle. Let's go for one anyway. Hideously artificial, but somehow nice at the same time. So it's a chewy noises. Quite chewy. Just bear with me a moment. There was a point to my boo. Right, okay. The point of my boo is a simple question. What is the point of the My Waitrose loyalty scheme? Now, the point of loyalty schemes in general, is normally twofold. One, the customer gets duped into using this card all the time that tracks what they buy, and it gives the supermarket a wealth of information on the behaviour of their customers, which they can then use it for targeting products and for, I suppose, producing bargaining power with their suppliers. And that sort of thing. Really important, useful tool for the supermarket. I get that, and the My Waitrose card is presumably doing just that. However, they're also meant to have a bit of an incentive attached to them. You know, usually you get a build up points or something like Nectar points, and eventually get loads of shopping free or considerably reduced price or whatever. But the My Waitrose card seems to be, to my mind at least, to be the most miserly card of this type that I've ever come across. If I remember rightly, its base offer is 10% off daily essentials. It doesn't quite say, not that I could tell, although maybe it's in the terms and conditions, what it considers a daily essential to be. I think you also get money off, what was the other thing? There was something else that you get 10% off. And then the two other main bits are, I think you get a reasonable chunk off daily newspapers, which the cashier was very kindly telling me earlier. So I pointed out that there wasn't much point really in me buying a daily newspaper. On account, obviously, for those who don't know, of not being able to see it. And you can also get a free cup of tea or coffee or whatever, but it's not really in a cafe thing. It's just from one of the food counters. And try walking around a shop with guide dog, basket and cup of tea. It's going to be interesting. Now, I sound really churlish, I know, but you know, a cup of tea and 10% off my daily essentials doesn't seem to me like an amazing offer. And this was rather underlined to me this evening when I got to the till and was told that my shopping would be £19.38. So I hand over my Waitrose card, which gets scanned, and my shopping is now going to cost me £19.37. I saved a whole penny this evening. Wow, lucky me, a whole penny. And I have to say, it was meant in total goodwill and you know, friendliness and whatever. The poor cashier couldn't help laughing either. A whole penny off my shopping. How utterly, utterly ridiculous. And, you know, as I said to her, I said I didn't expect her to answer me on this. But Waitrose knows that the majority of people who shop there will shop there whatever, regardless of whether they get given some loyalty card or not. There isn't really proper competition for Waitrose, I suppose. Maybe M&S, but it's not quite the same. So I'm wandering up and down. I hope the noise isn't too off-putting. But I think it's better to have some sound in the background rather than nothing, even if it's me just going... very hollow sounding floor. This was a boo. It was meant to be a short one, but you know, when are mine ever short? To ask, what is the point, from the customer's perspective at least, of the My Waitrose card? Answers on a postcard. And if Waitrose come across this, then all the better. And you know, I would be really interested to know, particularly if, you know, if you have any plans for giving your loyal customers a little bit more in the future rather than a penny off their shopping.